Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Boys, well, great to have you company for Dwayne's World. Melbourne is crazy right now. We're live at the Crown Audio Hub. Kick off the season at Crown. Game on. If you've wandered past any of the main thoroughfares in Melbourne, you'll know that there's activations on the Yarra. There's activations here at Crown. You can drop past and say hello. You can drive the little Formula One Sims that are out in front of me here at Crown. It's a fantastic vibe the city has, and it's exciting to be part of it. Travis Old must be super excited to be the CEO of it. He's been good enough to join me for a chat. Great to have you, Travis. Great to have you on. Thank you for coming back.
Afternoon, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Look, Sunday's big, but look, tonight's the one. Glamour on the grid tonight. You've got the tux ready?
Look, I haven't put a lot of thought into it just yet. But someone did remind me it's only a few hours, so that might reflect how I look tonight. But anyway, I'm trying to work out how to put a race on here. You can hear I've got a leaf next to me, so things are still happening. But we've got a day to go, and we're getting organised.
So logistics-wise, it is wild out there at the moment. I'm seeing, you know, McLaren's on the back of trucks. I'm seeing Aston Martin's on the back of trucks. I'm seeing so much happen. You're looking probably at getting a crowd record. You got 444,631 to beat, and you look like beating that.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly sold enough tickets to beat it. If they all turn up as we expect them to, the weather forecast looks good, then I think we're in for another record-breaking year. We're almost ready to go. We've got 24 hours to put the finishing touches on it. All the teams are here, all the drivers are here. Certainly all the cars and stuff are here, and so we're looking forward to it.
How wild is it for the drivers? Obviously, everybody wants access to them, and they want to be, you know, reasonably well-prepared, especially for a guy like Oscar Piastri, who's probably getting requests left, right and centre.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 20 of them in the world, and so they're well sought after. I find it remarkable that these guys can sit in their cars on the grid and someone puts a microphone under their helmet and they provide an interview before they're about to take off. But that's how they've been conditioned. They're used to it. And so I think we get incredible access.
And will the drivers be there tonight at Glamour on the Grid? How much access do those corporates get to them? And how are they getting, they get chauffeured to and from the track, I presume? Do any of them drive while they're here?
I don't think they do. I think they get driven around. I think you'll see too many at the event tonight, but I'm certainly in the garages. They're all getting ready. They're working with their engineers and so forth. And so, but a lot of the teams are here. Some of the F1 guys will be at Glamour on the Grid. A number of the team members will be, but the drivers are probably focused on other things.
And the activations are everywhere along the Yarra, as I mentioned. It's a fantastic sight. How much does it add to the city? Have you been able to quantify it?
Well, certainly we've had some independent studies undertaken around value to Melbourne and to Victoria, and that's around about $270 million each event is worth. So significant impact in terms of people coming from interstate, from internationally. They all book out all the hotels and all the restaurants, spend their money here. So that's something that we are very focused on.
And I can ask you this question with a thought to the Melbourne Com Games and the Brisbane Olympics and what they're doing with their venues there and football in Tassie. We hear from politicians that things cost a lot of money and They cost too much. But I'm wondering whether Melbourne can afford not to have these events. It actually cost you more to not have it.
Well, yeah, we don't get many opportunities to put the city on a global stage. And I think this city does it better than most. We've obviously got a Grand Slam. We've got an F1 event. It doesn't happen in many, I think the only city around the world that has both. So we are proud of the way we put on events. Melburnians get behind them. It delivers a significant benefit to the everyone in the city. And so I think you're right.
Sold out Sunday, sold out Saturday. Am I right in saying it's sold out Friday, but there are still some tickets available for tomorrow?
That's right. I think it's the first time we've sold out the whole 3 days, which is incredible, really, when you think about it. We can fit, I don't know, 135,000 each day in the park. So we're in for a big few days. There's still tickets available tomorrow. We've got the supercars, Porsche Carrera Cup. The drivers will be here. So if you've got the opportunity, you should come down tomorrow.
So you've really launched a bit of a value add for Thursday to make sure that all those people that probably wanted to get in on the weekend are still going to get a pretty big bang for their buck. Just walking around the outside areas, people probably don't understand there's more happening off the track almost than there is on the track.
Yeah, there's obviously a significant number of things in the park. When you've got 175 hectares to work with, you can do a few things off track. And so, yes, there's a bunch of things you can do. It's $45 a ticket to come in and have a look around. There's still a lot of activity on the track. And so, by all means, it's certainly worth the day.
Daylight saving was an issue last year. I understand that the drivers complained they had the sun in their eyes late?
No, they didn't. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Every time I've spoken to the teams and a few of the drivers, they tell me they love coming to Melbourne. So they all got here pretty early, had a week off in between, and they've been in and around town. So I've only had good feedback from the drivers.
What do they do when they're just hanging?
Oh, they're all a bit different. I think it's like any athlete. You see some of them going out to urban surf, and some are trying out our restaurants, and some are heading down the beach. Depends on what they like to do, but they certainly enjoy the climate this time of year and everything we have to offer.
And anything you've got when it comes to advice for those that are going across the weekend, where to pay to get there, getting there early, all those kind of things, because it's going to be enormous, 450,000-odd.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, getting everyone to and from the track. And so I'd plan to get there and leave a bit earlier than what you would normally do. Public transport's the best way to get here. No parking on circuit. So I would certainly, get organised, get here early, enjoy the day. It'll be a lot of fun.
You got scope to hit the $500,000 next Formula One Grand Prix at all?
Geez, you're pushing it now. we want to grow capacity. The demand's there. We don't want to put capacity ahead of experience. And so you'll see that, we're hoping to exceed last year's number and break a record again. But we're equally, if not more, focused on making sure that those who come have a good time. And then we'll see where we go from here.
And what's the perfect race for you as the Grand Prix CEO? What do you want to see? We do want to see a bit of action, but you don't want to see, you can't say I want to see a prang or two, but we don't want anyone to get hurt. But we want to see a little bit of action. What's the perfect race for you?
I think you want to see the two Aussies on the podium, wouldn't you? You want to see Daniel and Oscar, either one and two, whichever way you want to see that. And we haven't had an Aussie on the podium before, so the locals would love to see it. Oscar's grew up 15 minutes from the track, so a lot of people will be there barracking for him, and Daniel's a bit of a crowd favourite. So I think all eyes will be on those two, see whether they can't feature at the very end.
And do you think we'll have the traditional after-the-race track walk back next year, or is it done forever, do you think?
The answer is we don't know. The board spent a lot of time debating about what we do this year. The decision was ultimately taken to put a pause on it for this race. We'll see how we go. It has been a feature of this race for some time. Fans have enjoyed it. So if we can find a way to do it, we will. But for this year, we've taken the responsible decision and put it on pause.
Been a bit of a chat about events in general. It seems like there is, more invaders, or the more worry about protesters invading than ever before at major events. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think we've seen that, whether it's racing or tennis with the Australian Open. We work closely with Vic Pohl and our security providers to make sure that we're prepared, that at the end of the day, we just want those that are coming along to have a good time.
And if anyone's coming along to lessen that experience, then you're not welcome. So it's sort of simple as that for us.
And that's a warning in itself. Security has been enhanced. So if you've got an idea to get drunk or wreck it for somebody else, then I think the maximum fine was about 17 grand. They could up that, couldn't they?
Look, I think the answer is that we are renowned throughout the world for having a really good group of friendly, passionate fans. I've got no reason to think that'll change. We feel pretty confident if someone comes along, as I say, to disturb that experience, then we've got the right processes in place to deal with it. It's not occupying too much of my mind. I'm confident with our fans, it'll be a lot of fun.
What is the thing that's doing your head in the most then, Travis? Is the logistics are still something that you have to deal with on a minute-by-minute basis? I'm sure there's still a lot of stuff happening around you. What's the biggest headache you got?
Oh, look, I think you just don't relax until it's done. It's a big event. It's a big outdoor event. You're in a park and you've got a lot of people watching. We've got this city on a global stage, and so you want to put your best foot forward. So it's just making sure we get the little things right, execute well. All the plans are in place. The weather for now has been pretty kind, touch wood. It continues that way, and it continues to evolve what we've been able to do over a number of years and create one of the great F1 events around the world.
And the biggest name celeb you couldn't get in tonight to Glamour on the Grid, who was the one that missed out? Who was that bloke that just missed out on the All-Australian team? Who was the person that missed out celebrity-wise?
You've been pushing pretty hard. I'm still trying to find you a spot, but at this stage, we'll see how we go.
All right, I'll look forward to it. I'll be watching my email across the next hour. I've got my tux ready. It hasn't come through yet, but we'll see how we go. Hey, Travis, good luck with it. I'm so excited about being here at Crown to broadcast and being in the thick of it, staying at Crown this week's been a lot of fun. I love what Melbourne does when it comes to big sport, and you've done it well again this year. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate your support.
Travis Old, Australian Grand Prix CEO, and still tickets available tomorrow. So the supercars, the super sprint is on tomorrow. The Porsches are going to be on tomorrow as well. Sold out Sunday, sold out Saturday, sold out Friday night, but Thursday still available. Speaking of excitement, Gazy's just walked in. Everyone's pumped. Good to see you, Gazy. Back to your calls and your texts after the break. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to join us. One here on the text, Dwayne. Looking forward to popping into the Crown Audio Hub tomorrow to say hello. Not being that familiar with the area, can you please give me some directions? Thank you, Paul. Well, one thing you can do about 1 o'clock is look out for the big blonde-haired Andrew Gaze. He's normally above the crowd, but we're just near Sunglass Hut and Peter Alexander on the walkway between Crown Metropole, Crown Promenade and the casino itself. So that's where we are. Drop by, say hello. Quite a few have done that already. And we're here all today, tomorrow. And the boys, Andy and Gazy, are here from 3 to 6 today as well. You're with Dwayne's World.